This other song says, to know you, is the cry of my heart. Hallelujah. Can we just speak to the Lord as we sing that song? Amen. To know you, is the cry of my heart. Spirit. We don't need it. Don't worry, I said, I say, praise God to my soul. To know you, my Lord. We want to know you, Lord. To know is the cry of my heart. Spirit, reveal to me. To hear what you're saying brings joy to my soul. To know you, one more time. To know you, Lord. To know you, is the cry of my heart. Spirit, reveal thy glory. Yeah, what you're saying to my soul. To know you, let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah. To know you, is the cry of my heart. Saying, bring joy to my soul. To know you, to hear your voice, to hear your sweet, sweet voice. Hallelujah. It's the price of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he spoke his voice to me, and it was sweet. It was sweet to my ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The man said, "Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth, for thy love is sweeter than wine." Hallelujah. Lord, we bring our neck, that might bring these jewels of the bride upon us. My soul clothe us. My soul mark us out at this time. So Lord, we receive that which you have for us, even as we bless you and glorify your name. That the shout of a king will be in our midst.
Amen.
Let the lion roar. That the prey might be taken. Hallelujah. Let the voice from the bowels of Jehovah God, let it roar and thunder. That the voice of the bridegroom might be heard in the deepest recesses of our soul. Lord, let your voice resound. Let the trumpet of the Lord resound. Let this voice of the archangel, let it resound with a mighty shout of victory. Hallelujah. Over the enemies of our God. Hallelujah. Let this ancient spirit, these ancient tokens and covenants, the ancient altars, the ancient potentates and demigods, this craggy goat, this spirit that have said, "We will arise upon Zion, we will sit also over the sides of the north, and we will spread our borders over Zion. We will defy Zion." Lord, we ask, O God, that you will roar. Lord, we ask that you will roar. That the arrows of the king will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Let them that hate our God be discomfited. Lord, that you might avenge us over our enemies and bring us into our jubilee. For he said the land will not be sold forever. Lord, we'll come and arise to the prey. We'll rise in the spirit of prophecy into the prey. Hallelujah. That we'll be strong, that our feet will be swift upon the mountains. Even as it was in that day of David and Goliath. Lord, that you will judge these giants. This tribe of Og and Sihon, you will judge them. And bring us into our liberty, O God. We just bless your name, Lord. We thank you for your doctrine that will drop and distill like the dew. We just bless your name, Lord. We thank you for the day of slaughter. Hallelujah. For you will make a full end of your enemies, O God. Hallelujah. For you say, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Lord, we are ready to be released. Release us, O Lord, from Egypt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might go forth to you and bring this offering you are asking for, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We really thank God for the strength. I'm telling you, words cannot quantify what has been happening here on Friday. I pray God can open your eyes to see in the spirit. Amen. You will see the slaughter of the kings. Hallelujah. The ancient altars have been visited. Hallelujah. And today shall be another day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we had a 14-point program we are running. we have not been able to go too far, but we stopped at number 7. Yes, I know. We stopped at number 7. Number 8, we only touched it. So I have been instructed to go back to number 8. You know, I don't have my own program. I just follow what the Lord is saying. Those days of preaching your own message are over. Now we preach what the Lord is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to number 8 of our program. With this, with the soul. Just read out number 1 to 7 for just the first one was short message of David. The second one was soul as eternal temple and sanctuary of God. The third one is God is a spirit. Fourth one, man is a spirit being. Fifth one was Emmanuel. Sixth was Christ. And seventh was Melchizedek, the everlasting priesthood. Okay, and we were able to touch that, and then we landed in 8, and we just touched it. So we're going to go back, we're going to go to 8 and pick up some things, and then we'll move on. We'll have 2 sessions, so we'll see how far we can go. We'll take a short break, and then we should finish. If we don't reach the 14 point, that means God will give us another weekend to touch it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we should start from Revelation 13. We should start from Revelation 13. Revelation 13. The other things preceding. Okay. The other things preceding the other seven points we've mentioned were principles of the priesthood of the soul, which is the eternal priesthood. Amen. When you think of a priest, think of the soul. Think of your mind. Think of your, you know, the different components of your soul. We spent 2 days to establish that very well. Amen. Now we are coming back again, and we'll try to go a bit deeper relating to the soul. And as I said this, I remember the story in Ephesians chapter 19. Ephesians chapter 19, there were certain brethren that Paul met. He asked them, "Have you received of the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said to him, "Brother, what do you mean by Holy Ghost?" "Well, I've never heard if there be anything called Holy Ghost." May the Lord deliver you and me from that testimony. Because when I'm telling you, the thing has moved. I'm telling you. It is a new game, I'm telling you. If you open your ears in the heaven, you will hear a new trumpet. It's different, I'm telling you. And many of us are in the danger of being that class of those who say, is there anything called the Holy Ghost? Because the things that we are holding are outdated, they are old fashions. Amen. Because there's a new table. There's a new, everything is completely changed. And well, this weekend we began to see some of that, and I'm praying that I will not be in that class. Amen. That we will be in the flow. Amen. Revelation 13 and 14, because they, when they wrote the previous scripture, they were one scripture. The whole Bible was one. Somebody divided it for ease of understanding. The revelation of the beast that came from the sea, of the beast that came from the earth, and the beast, can we clean this? And the beast that came from the those that dwell in heaven, they represent the three dimensions. I use the word dimension. You can use your own word. That the three locations. It's that they are spiritual geographical locations. Amen. They are spiritual geographical locations that the soul of man can exist. There are three levels. And there is no English grammar in it. You must be in one. Amen. And at the end of the day, the Bible says when a man dies, the soul goes to God for judgment. Amen. And you'll be judged according to the spiritual geographical location your soul has operated in. The days where we are the days, he says, he has raised ministries until we all come. And I'm telling you, we have come to that point. The ministries, we are there until we all come. And I'm declaring to you that we have come to that point.
Amen.
The ministries are being submerged in the body. There's nothing, all these apostles, prophets, we've gone beyond that. God is raising an apostolic body. He's raising a prophetic body. Amen. And in the same way, the thing you call fellowship and groups are only platforms. This place is just for the purpose that the word of God can be preached. Amen. People will have problems, you need to go to Abai, go to Enugu. All those things are not the business of God. Those are logistics. The real purpose is the temple. The business of God is to raise a body. Say, a body has thou prepared for me. Amen. These other things will be there to serve to bring the body. Amen. So he says he has given the ministries until we all come, and we have come there now. Amen. So the statue of the fullness of Christ. Christ is being made man. It's real, more real than you can ever think of. You know. So there are three. We are talking about the soul. We have seen that the soul, ministry of the soul, began before the Old Testament, and will continue after the Old Testament. Amen. So that is the real ministry. When you think of priesthood, you think of the soul, because that is the real ministry and service, which we are going to see. Okay. So Revelation chapter 13 gives us three types of soul. The first one, it says, is the sea. The second one is the earth. And the third one, the heavens. Amen. Before we continue, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. When we started on Friday, say it was a study. So we're actually having a study, you can stop me in the middle. If you have a question, you can ask. If you have a clarification to give, you can give. You know, we are doing this together. 1 Corinthians 15, let's look at verse 40, go up to 40. Go to 38, go up a little, let's see. Go up to 35. Aha, okay, let's start from 35. Again, remember we are talking about the soul. And the soul is the prize of God. The soul is the prize of God. The soul is the reason why you are in this room. And that is what we want to talk about. He says, some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Verse 37. And that we that soweth not that body that shall be, but bare grain, the mixture of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is a one flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. Let me just stop there. And we explained yesterday, when Jesus came, he had the fullness of God in his spirit and his soul. He didn't have that fullness in his body. When he died, in resurrecting, that fullness of God came into him.
Amen.
Emmanuel. Say, you will call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Emmanuel is the principle of priesthood. God in man. And Emmanuel, which is the fifth point we explain, brings us to Christ. Emmanuel means God in human body, in human flesh. God is a spirit, and God as a spirit inhabits human body. And the group of people to in whom Emmanuel experience is made are called the people of God, Christ. So the first man that was Emmanuel was Jesus. And so he is the beginning of a race of people in whom the fullness of God will be tabernacled in. And that is how God is going to judge every man. Did you have the fullness of God in your three dimensions? He's not going to ask me whether I went to school or all those things. The principle is Emmanuel. Now, we also explained that there's an order of resurrection. First, the spirit. Second, the soul. And then the body is changed. So even this body is going to become changed to a spiritual body. So the body that you see, we're going to draw some, you know, a chart on the board. You will see. The body you see is a carcass. It's a carcass. The real man is the soul and the spirit, which are spirits. So the body can go anywhere. The body can follow the spirit, and the body can be lost. You know, and that should be a lesson for you and me, because we spend so much time to give attention to the affairs of the body. The body is only a vehicle. We should not serve the body. The body should serve us. Now, the body is given to you to serve you. If you misuse the body, it will expire. It will expire. And if I go into it, you see, the devils dwell in the body, and they feed on the blood of man. And when they break down the body, it becomes disease and it dies. Amen. So we have to be careful what we do with our bodies. It is the closest part that the devil feeds upon. Flesh. See, dust that art. and dust you return to. It's a covering of the flesh. And he says, dust you will eat. He gave the devil flesh. Flesh is the devil's food. So you, your food is the devil, is the flesh. So when you are flesh, every one of us is flesh. It means that we are devil food. You have to permit me to be very direct. I'm hoping that when I'm direct, I can shock some people and wake you up from slumber. Amen. So devil food is flesh, my flesh. It doesn't care who I call myself. Whatever one you want. If I break the rule and I come into his territory, he will feed on me. And he will break down the body. And he comes, he said, devil comes but to what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. He wants to destroy my body. I'm not talking about your own. So I have to be careful what I do with my body, because there are spirits that have specialized over centuries how to gain access to different bodies, organs. They feed on the organs and tear it down. Well, that's by the side. So he said there are bodies celestial and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory, so also is the resurrection of the body. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Amen. Amen. Now the game starts. Please put interlinear on that. Just touch interlinear. Yeah, there. Yes. Good. Now watch. He said it is sown. No, 45. I want 45. Okay. He says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Okay, now I don't want to go to too much technicalities. We can do that later if you are interested. You know, but there are three words, three Greek words that is used to describe the soul. There are three Greek words. We've just seen two here. Psuche, okay, and pneuma, this one. This and this. There's another one, but you know, I'm not going to, you know. So I'm going to write this here. This one is called physicals. There are three words that are used to describe to describe the soul. Now, the first natural soul, that is the soul of an individual who is not born again, I will draw this also to go along so that we can tie it up with the tabernacle. So this is the soul outside the tabernacle. The soul of every individual born into the world is outside, in Egypt. It's in Egypt. So you will say this is Egypt. You will call it Babylon. You will call it darkness. You will call it wilderness. Of course, you will say it is a realm of hell, which will end up as a lake of fire. Okay, or sea. Uh-huh. This is the natural progression of the soul. It's a natural progression. There's nothing you can do about it. A child is born into the world, this is the way it's going. It's going down to the lake of fire. Amen. And this soul is an altar of Baal. Involved in Baal worship, sexuality, and violence. Okay, those are cardinals of Baal worship. Sexuality and violence. Okay, so all the movies, even the old films that they have forgotten, Romeo and Juliet, they are bringing them forward. And they are now making them more sexual, more violent. Okay, so if you are watching films, you better get out of watching films. Because if you touch it, demons will enter through your eyes into your body. We are going to see this. When you watch a film that is dedicated to devil, demons enter through your eyes into your body. Is that false doctrine? Okay, good. So, this soul is an altar of Baal. So, when we're talking about priesthood, because this weekend we're talking about priesthood, the scripture is saying that even before, when you are not a believer, you are a priest. Your soul was functioning as a priest. As an unbeliever. Amen. Now, let's give you scriptural backing, because there must be scriptural backing. What is the scripture? In Genesis chapter 3, is it not so? Adam was fellowshipping with God. It was his soul, this soul. So maybe we should draw another one for Genesis chapter 3. So this is Genesis chapter 3. So this soul was in the garden of God. This was in the garden of God. That's where the soul was, having fellowship with God. That soul had not yet come to fullness. Okay? Because Ezekiel chapter 4 tells, chapter 1 tells us, the living creature there had four wings. So it was deficient. In Revelation 16, in Revelation, they had six wings. They had acquired two wings. Okay? Which is the word and the spirit. The purpose of the holy place is to allow the soul to acquire two additional wings. Wings speaks of an ability to bring an offering to God. Okay? Well, this one we will explain it. I have to say this thing so that if there are questions, we can answer them. If I forget, I won't mention them. So, the soul acquires two additional wings. Two additional abilities to be able to bring a right offering to God. So that is the purpose of the holy place, to give you the ability of the word. They bring the lampstand and bring the table of shewbread into you. You come into that experience, and your soul becomes qualified to become a bride. It doesn't have anything to do with camp meeting. You don't go to camp meeting. You don't need to go to what the rabbi crusade. What they're asking you, are you able to bring an offering to God? That is the whole purpose. Amen. So this soul was fellowship with God in the garden. And God did what? He was cast out into the realm of the world. And he became a wilderness. So the soul, Adam was functioning with God. And God said, cast him out. He removed him. And from that time, every individual now has to come and enter. Okay, and that is what happens. That the soul must come in to the place of judgment. It's brass. And brass speaks of what? Judgment. Now, it is not addressing the nature of the soul. What is being happening at that place is judgment, because the soul has been involved in Baal worship, has been a servant of devil. Well, it is good. We can respect ourselves to call ourselves goodness. But the truth of the matter is that this
soul here is a devil worshipper. It's not just a devil worshipper. There are four characteristics. Let me say it as they are coming. There are four characteristics of this soul. The number one is that one. It is a habitation of spirits. One. Spirits. That's a very good one. Of devils. Puts it better. Two. It feeds devils. Gives life to devils. Three. It worships devils. Four. It is ruled by devils. That is the problem of the soul. Therefore, and it must be addressed. And Revelation tells us very, very clear. They asked you, did you worship the beast? Did you receive the mark of the beast? Did you worship, you know, the number of his name? And all those things are different spiritual words to talk about this practical reality. That this is what is happening to the soul. So the soul comes to the place of judgment. Now, to properly understand what is going on, we have to understand the natures of the soul. And I said there are three of them. So the first one is what they call, this is the beastly soul. Well, I call it beastly soul. You won't see it. You won't see it like that in the Bible, but this is my own name. This is what the Bible calls a physicals. It means a soul that is ruled by its instinct. It's instinctive. In other words, it has one interest. What is the interest of this soul? Self is the god of this soul. It worships itself. And that is its interest is self. Amen. Now, this is the soul that you find all over the world. There's something called public opinion. You know what it is? Public opinion is the effect of other souls who do not know God, who do not have God, and they compel you to behave in a certain fashion. Amen. That's that one. But before I go on, I have the feeling I should draw my main picture. Yesterday we said there are how many openings? There are, well, five on this side and one here. This is the soul. I can't draw it very well. I'm not the artist. Maybe Amy will do better than me. But this soul, remember, has... So we'll draw another one. This soul has four realms. This is the emotion. This is the desire. And these two, the emotion and the desire, constitute what they call passions. The passions. And this is the problem of the beastly soul. The passions. It's ruled by the passions. Of course, here you have the mind, which is the highest. The mind of man is the highest dimension of man. I'm not giving you scriptures, I should be, but if you have questions, you can ask, because there's a lot to cover. If I give scriptures, it will slow us down. And then here you have the will. Okay, so those. Now, this is here. In other words, for each of these natures, you have five. Yeah, there are six connections. That's for each of the dimensions, there are six connections. Now, there are six openings in the soul, in your soul. There are six doorways in your soul. Now, let's start with the main one, the front, what they call the front door. Because these ones are back doors. So I draw it like this. So these are back doors. And then this is the front door. This front door you can see in Ezekiel 44. And he calls it what? The East Gate. Okay, this is the East Gate. And the scripture says that this gate is reserved for the prince, the Lord. That only he is allowed to enter that gate. And this gate is linked with the spirit, the human spirit, which is linked with the Holy Spirit, which is linked with God the Son, and then the Father. So there's a flow of life. Now, this is the river of God. This is how you should be receiving life. This is a front door. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen now.
Amen.
I'm your brother, and I love you very much. I'm sure you love me. Amen. But something happened to our brother Adam. Something happened to our brother Adam, and happened to you. You were born with that. You know, in medicine, they have what they call congenital deficiency. That is, the child is born with it. Forget what I said, though. Just that the child is born with it. There's a block. That was the problem of Adam. There was a block. The life of God was not coming to him anymore. The life of God was not coming to him anymore. So, what happened to his soul? The soul dried up and became a wilderness. And Brother Sam knows, as a joke, that in wilderness, what do you find in wilderness? Wild beasts, animals, serpents, creeping things. You know, spirits that have no control, they are unclean. He said, the wild beast shall be found there, the Satan. When God says he wants to judge you, he said he will make you a desolation. Is it not so? He said, Babylon shall become desolate. It shall never be built again. Wild beast shall dwell there. Do you understand? Wild beast will never dwell in my soul.
Amen.
Amen. My soul is not for wild beast. Amen. But you as an individual, you have to decide. You see, look, Bible says Babylon has become what? A habitation of what? Of devils. Brethren, let's all call it well. Devils. Okay, brother. Go to Revelation 3. Okay. God bless you, sister, for saying it, because that's an important scripture. Today we must settle it. Today. We will settle 18. Revelation 18. 18. We will settle it. It's so important. 18:3. Yes. Okay, 2. It says Babylon is falling. It's falling. It becomes the habitation of devils. Put Italina now. You bring. You know. You understand. You enjoy the scripture when Italina is there. It says it's become the habitation. Touch that. Cacoterion. Touch it. Yes. Yeah. It should be dividing it now. This one is not a very good one. Yeah. This one is didn't give up. Come down. Yes. A dwelling place. Okay. So in those days, we said we have come out of Babylon, isn't that so? When we stopped going to Anglican church, they said we have come out of Babylon, isn't that so, brother? Well, thank God for that experience. But now we now know better, isn't that so? That there is another Babylon. In fact, the real Babylon is what we have to come out from. Amen. And that Babylon is in the soul. Amen. You know, when the children of Israel got to the promised land, we'll get there. They found the place heavily occupied. Amen. The place was heavily occupied. Some brother was talking about it the other day, you know. He said the Jebusites dwelt And the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell at the sea, at the lowlands. Amen. They're waiting for you. So anywhere you want, if you want the mountain, there are people there. You come to the sea, you're there. You go to the valley. Some of them even dig the ground and they live under the ground.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah. So that tells you the different types of spirits that are in my mind. So if I'm walking along the road and I say, Bryce, Isaac didn't call me today. Just like it. Isaac doesn't like me. It is not you. There are spirits that want you to hate Isaac. So the Bible says that we wrestle not against what?
Flesh
and blood. When you're hearing words in your soul, think well, Lord, there are inhabitants here that are speaking. Amen. So we must be able to differentiate the voice of the Spirit from the voice of what? Devils. And some of those devils are ancestral devils that have received strength when I started watching cinema. Anyway, we will come to it. Because the real theater is in the soul. The soul is a house of film. It's a house of what? Images. Amen. And now they have brought it. The theater is it's just one small thing there. You can watch anything you want inside. And we have lost control. Amen. Say loose now.
Loose.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back. Okay, so he said Babylon has become a cage. Go back to 3. Yes, yeah, close it. Let's go to the big one. Yes, okay. We have to move faster now. Chapter 2, verse 2. Okay, so it's become a habitation of devils. A hold means a cage, okay, of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful. This is what can happen to me. I'm telling you, if we feel the right conditions, this is what my soul will become like. Doesn't care who you are, what you call yourself. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. My soul can fit this description. Amen. So, brethren, what we are dealing with is deep darkness. Amen. And these feelings can make you religious. You feel good. We are welcome to the Lord, we are come to you, Lord. We have come to the Savior, we have come to receive life, we have come to receive. They go and hide inside. See, he's saying, you know, they hide it. When you come out from there, they say, hey, come out. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Religion does not address this. Do you understand? Because 5 of these doors are in their territory. Only one belongs to God, and the one that belongs to God is already blocked. You understand? The life of God is not entering. Let's look at the territory. This is what? Sight. Eve said she saw with her eyes that the tree was good for food. And what did she say? You see, when she saw, the emotion said, yes, it will make me feel good. The desire said, okay, now, if it will make you feel good, let us bring it for us now. Then they commanded the wind, said, my friend, go and get the fruit. They went and got the fruit. That's how Eve fell. Do you understand? That is the function of priesthood of the soul. The four natures, they are fighting. And the emotion and the desire are the things driving the soul instead of the mind. God does not speak to you through your desires. When you watch NTA, you see that fine car, it will come out from, and the one girl will bring her leg and do like this. What are they doing? They are appealing to your emotions. You say, honey, I think we should buy a new car. No, we must buy a new car. The devil has entered, honey. And she said, honey, we must buy a new car. She would tell the husband that she saw NTA advert. And saw the leg come out. And he said, honey, we must buy a new car. And trouble has started. Honey doesn't have money to buy a new car. He said, honey, you don't like me. Because devils have entered, honey. And they have come between the marriage. Okay, loose. We'll say amen. Okay. Good. So that's the first one, sight. Sight. The next one is what? Hearing. The next one is what? Taste. The next one is what? Smell. And then touch or feeling. Now, these are the gates. These are the gates of hell. But they can become the gates of Jehovah. Now, let me tell you. Let me add it quickly because I may forget. Let me add you. There is a solution. There's a solution. Do you know the solution? Okay, I'll tell you. It's called wisdom. You find it in Proverbs 1, Proverbs 8. So wisdom is what? The principal thing. Hallelujah. What is wisdom? Job 28:28. He has said to you, O man, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. Say, to depart from evil, that is wisdom. Amen. So when you have wisdom in your touch, is the gate there. He says, oh children, I speak to you at the entering in of the gates. Do you understand? Show us Proverbs 8. At the entering in of the gates, I, wisdom, stand there and I'm calling to you simple. Who is the simple man? The simple man is your soul. Say, come and learn wisdom. Amen. Say, if any man lacks wisdom, what do? You ask of God. You go to God. Now, why do you need to ask God for wisdom? Because the soul acquired another wisdom. You call it earthly. Say, this wisdom is what? Sensual, earthly, and what? Devilish. That's James 3. You understand? So there are two types of wisdom. Nobody teaches Nigeria how to do cutting man. My mechanic came to me and said, okay, even if you say, you go, my cover this thing for what come? That's my, is it amateur or something? God bad. He said, okay, even if you say, you go, my, don't see them. We for no cut, know how to cut them down. Then for walk them, then you go use them again. Do you understand? There is a natural wisdom for evil. Amen. Okay, say lose. And it's called the wisdom of the world. And that is the wisdom the natural man comes with. And that wisdom opens itself. Say, hell has done what? Enlarged its gates. And what is happening? So you come to this soul. This soul has one door. You say, only one door is for the Lord. Okay? This one. All these other ones are opened up in the realms of the earth. And what do you think is happening? Carnal life, carnality, darkness is coming into the soul. Amen. Now let's go. Let's come here. We will come back to this. Now this soul, this door is permanently blocked. It doesn't know God. Okay. Titus tells us. So being born again by the renewing of your mind. Okay? So the soul is cut off completely. It doesn't know God. He's a God of himself. He does his own thing. Now it is even made worse. They have what they call the doctrine of humanism, secular humanism. Every man for himself. Whatever you decide, it is okay. They ask you, you want to marry a man? If you like it, it's good for you. Alright? So now you don't ask a woman what is their sex. Because sex is different from gender. The person is naturally a woman, but she is functionally a man. Because she's a lesbian and has a partner. So you don't talk about wife is out of date now. Nobody uses the word wife or husband. What they ask you? Partner. So partner, single partner. So that means partner. That means a man is a man. But he's functioning as a woman. So when they ask you gender, say gender, woman. But you look at the man, he looks like Isaac. He says, I'm a woman. That is where we are now. Brother, if they are keeping quiet now, talk now. That is the place now. That's where we are. You people like heaven, come out to the world. You know what is happening in the world. When you meet together, let us keep silent for a moment of silent meditation. Pray to the God you worship. Everybody keeps quiet. Then what did they say? You are welcome to this meeting. Then the meeting has started. You don't pray, call Jesus. When you do that, you are offending. You are offending people. Amen. So this is where it is. So the man is coming out. The beast is coming out. You know, he's showing himself. Amen. So this is the beastly soul. And why the devil tells you are just doing a normal thing? It is an offering. It is worship. You are worshiping devils. More and more devils are entering. You see, when the devil goes out, he brings more, seven more wicked ones, they come in. And they are eating that person. They eat the person. Take all their life. When the body has nothing, it becomes lifeless. And it gets into hell. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. Now, if that soul gets born again, what do you think happens? Okay, you are born again. It has come into the tabernacle. Amen. Hallelujah. You went to Omar by Evangelical Association Crusade. Like me, I got born again. That's how I got born again. Amen. What do you think has happened? This door has opened.
Amen.
Amen. And the life of God has come. But brethren, look very well. There is something that has not happened. Look well now.
Doors are not sure.
Eh? Out of six doors, only one has opened. What has happened to the other doors? Those doors are, in fact, they're even wider now. Because the devil said, we're about to lose this one. Let's make sure we will work overtime on him. So, five of these doors are even wider. And that's why the most carnal people on earth are end-time Christians. Okay, say, it's not true. Okay, all right. Okay, well, if we should be annoyed. End-time church people are the carnal people. Even the other people now, they are becoming better than us. Why? Because we don't know what we are doing. Look at it now. One door is open. Yes, the life of God is coming to you. But the rest of it, everything in the world we want to do, the worldly people can never outdo us. There is a new one coming, short knicker. I can tell you, you will see the shorts in end time church very soon. And how dare you talk about it? Can you come and you make us sad in the house of God? I've come to rejoice. And we are doing this without realizing that the priesthood is the priesthood of the soul. Amen. Say amen now. Amen.
Amen.
So, look at this door very well. One door is open, the other five are closed. And Brasses came and told us back doors, that the back doors are open. You know what happens? After Sunday now, you go home. The back doors are open. You must go home and sit down and say, God, because can we sit down and have a discussion? How am I going to close all these back doors? So that the life I have gotten this weekend will not leak away.
Oh, yes.
It's not so what Brastan taught us. You are getting with life here, but it's leaking.
Leakages.
There are leakages. So we come to the house of God. Everybody is there. We're looking at ourselves. We sit down here for 30 minutes waiting for who will go and pray and start fellowship. We're waiting for Bryce to come and start fellowship. Well, we know what's going on. The back doors are active. Okay, say loose now. Loose. Amen. The back doors are active. Husband and wife, you are there at home. It's working. Back doors are working. Amen. So, God is saying, if you want to overcome, you must change location. Amen.
Amen.
This is the, they call it sensual soul. Sensual. Huh? When I read the first, that you understand what it do, I was wondering, say, what does it mean? And then God began to speak. These are the five senses. Huh? Taste. Huh? Smell. What's the other one? Touch. What's the other one?
Hearing.
This is the soul that is ruled by the senses. Sensual soul. He receives the life of God. He goes for crusade. But he's a carnal man. Carnal, ruled by his senses. When you greet him, you are a good brother. If you don't greet him, you are the bad book, because now, like, I know my enemies. This one is part of them. Amen. You call this brother, you don't call me. This one is not my enemy. He's ruled by his eyes. He's ruled by what he hears. Hey, that brother, they said so and so and so about you. The person telling you they said is your greatest enemy. Say amen now.
Amen.
You don't want to say amen. Say amen. Amen. When they say they said so and so, that person that is telling you, drive him away from your room.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because you see that the Lord, Isaiah 11, you know, so say, shall not be moved by what he hears or what he sees. Is it not so? He's moved by what the Lord is telling him. Lot, they brought him there. He said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is the garden of Eden. Hallelujah, praise God. They said, choose. Small boy, your father said, choose. He said, praise the Lord. Now there's equality in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if the brethren are doing very well, now there's black love in the church. Amen. Your father, he said, choose. He said, there's love in the church. He looked around. I said, brother, uncle, I think I like that side. But he didn't know that the gates of hell were there. Because he was what?
Eyes.
And many of us, we are looking. The brother comes in after all. This brother, I don't think he will amount to anything. I don't think he can work hard to buy a car to take care of me. So, brother, let me pray about it. 3 months, you are still praying about it. When you decided before he came that you are not going to say no. Why are you praying for 3 months when you have already decided you will not agree? People should say amen now.
Amen.
Say amen. You have already agreed that you won't marry him. You say, I'm praying. 3 months, you are still praying. The brother, every day, he's, anywhere you go, he's moving around. Maybe you... Set the captives free.
Amen!
Amen! Set the captives free. Tell the brother, bro, I don't think this will work. He will cry. He will come for fellowship for 3 Sundays. No problem. The 4th Sunday he will come. We will receive him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are not understanding the basic nature of the soul. Amen. Brethren, this is where we are opening the back doors. The back doors. And Baal worship functions on the back doors. If you go to Africa Lodge, try it. Go pass there. All the young men Port Harcourt are in Africa Lodge. Okay, my guy is laughing. He knows. You cannot get a job in oil company now unless you bring paper. Oboni. Is it not so? People should talk now. Oboni. Missionary. You must bring the paper. You say yes. You show, you enter. Amen. And when they go there, they cook the heaviest food in Port Harcourt is in Africa Lodge. Heaviest food. And then if you want other ones, so they have other kinds of food. Amen. As you are going, they'll enter your car and follow you. Amen. Okay, lose. So they walk on carnality. They tell you, look, we want, this is our world. You people, hello, go away, leave us alone. We want to enjoy. See, small boy, he's driving Hummer Jeep. He can't put food inside the car, but he's driving Hummer Jeep. What is that? It's by worship. His eyes, his senses, they drive the emotions and the desire. Everything is on fire. The passions are on fire. Now, let's go to that Proverbs, that in Revelation 18. I need to talk about this one. Maybe we'll go. Let's touch something there. Now, put that verse 3. Come up to that verse 3. Now, just hold it there. Now, this is the dining table of the soul. You see this Revelation 18:3. That is the dining table. Let's read it. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have done what? Committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. This is the dining table. Amen. Now, touch the interlinear and let's see if we can break it down a bit. There's one word that I'm excited about. Yes, put the tile in. That's three. It's three. Okay, yes. Touch that word, nation. Ethnos. Ethnos. Nations. Touch that. Tile it. Ethnos. Go up. A race of the same habit. Stop there. A tribe, specifically, especially a foreign, non-Jewish, by implication, Gentile, and so on. Now, as far as God is concerned, there are only three tribes. And those are the tribes you have seen there. A tribe or ethnos means souls with the same kind of mannerism. So all the souls that do not have any connection with God, they are one tribe. Those are the nations. But it's not all bad news. There is a good news also. Amen. We'll see the good news. But let's see this one first. It says, and all the nations, all the ethnos, it speaks of all the group of souls who have the same characteristic. In this room, we should only be one nation.
Amen.
Amen. In this room, we should only be what? One nation. Is it possible?
Yes.
It's not possible. Okay, sorry. It's possible. Amen. It's possible. But when they came out of Egypt, what did you find? Said there was a mixed multitude. Say yes, my brother.
Yes.
There was a mixed multitude. Say the mixed multitude. It was the mixed multitude that said, Brother Dathan, come and take us back to Egypt. Yeah. This place, every day, manna goes up. This guy eats some garlic and onions. And what's that? The cucumber and the fish of Egypt. It's a mixed multitude that wanted it. You gotta read numbers. Let me tell you what is. Do you know what is cucumber? Check. Cucumber means a food that has no substance, no nutrient. You know Boroko?
Oh yeah.
It's only good. It's only sweet in the mouth. There's nothing. Very bad. Not today, either. Amen. Cucumber. There are many things we are doing that don't give us. See, the only thing that you need is that word, that life that comes from God. This one. This is the only thing that should come into your soul. Any other thing will bring darkness. It may make you an Englishman darkness. A jumper wearing, donny wearing darkness man from River State. You understand? It makes you, Nollywood can never teach you anything. Say, I thought I would hear a big amen.
Yeah.
Nollywood. That's what they call Nollywood. There is nothing to learn from it. It can never teach you obedience. It can never teach you. The only thing it will teach you is what? Wisdom. Give you wisdom to walk darkness. Amen. It will make you to be what? More sensual. More carnal. The same thing with the Hollywood too. Amen.
And Bollywood.
Any other wood. Any wood at all. Amen. The things that you are doing on a natural level, brethren, let's wait. Does it bring the life of God? Or does it open the back door? Even the work we are doing self, in fact, if not that we have to feed our families. It's better for a man to stay inside the house or know the people he's fighting. Because when you go there, the doors are even open wider. You say, he's a doctor, consultant. You see small, small boy is going to say yes. By that, you are already shouting and you become more proud. You come and everybody's running around you. Hey, Oga has come, manager has come. Manager, brother, who's here? Oga, sir. What is it? It is making you proud. You come out to say, after all, I don't need you. I can pay your fees. So we have to watch ourselves. There is every spirit that goes with every profession.
Oh yes.
We doctor, we have our own. And me, I saw it many years ago. That's why I don't tell you I'm a doctor. In fact, when you say you have sickness, I go away. Have you noticed? Oh, even I have not noticed. If you say you have sickness, I go away. Because I don't want you to deal with me like a doctor. I'm your brother. Let us be talking like brother. Leave this doctor business. Amen. Because he enters the head. Amen. You have to be able to know the things you are dealing with. The door, they are open. So you have to bring it down and say, God, how do I block these back doors? How do I block these back doors? Amen. And then you come to the last one, the last soul, the heavenly man. Can we define the heavenly man? Hallelujah. The heavenly man, what happens to him? The heavenly man has put wisdom all over the place. Amen. Amen. There's wisdom everywhere. He's covered by wisdom. Amen. For him, say, wisdom is what? The principal thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's covered him. He said, like, look, that to the bride shall be given the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit.
Amen.
Before you can get ornament, you must bend their neck. Isn't that so? That neck is of submission. The bride must submit to Christ to receive wisdom. Wisdom comes, you must go to God. Say, God, you ask God, I want wisdom. You say you want it, fine, do this. There's a price to pay for wisdom. You must buy it. Are we ready to buy wisdom? He said, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. If you want wisdom, then there's a price. You fear God. You tremble at the word of God. In other words, the spiritual soul is ruled by the word of God and by the spirit of God. Those two things. Those two wings. It's ruled by the word. If God has said it, then I must do it. It doesn't care what I want to do. God says, marry this one woman. I say, well, I like this one, but God says, marry this one. If the Lord has said it, I must do it. God says, do so and so and so. Well, I would have wanted to do this one, but God says, do this and this. In other words, you are seeking out what God is doing. Somebody come and say, let's go and do a contract. I say, okay, no, brother, let me go and ask God and see what he will say. That's a God-fearing man. Amen. Maybe they have planned. The small money where you don't get, they want to chop it off. They have planned in the night. Let's go and tell him to bring the money. That there's one investment. The fish has that is the body of my wife. They are going to take the money and run away. Then you go, you meet, say, look, good business. Say, if I tell my wife, that woman, she will not agree. So you and those people, you go and buy fish. You have not told your wife to say, come. Who are those men with you? So you will tell your wife. So only you will decide. Any decision that you don't want to tell the brethren, in fact, that decision should stop there. Do you know why? That is a sign that it is not God. We should say yes now. Anything that you don't feel like, you start hiding. You begin to hide it. Darkness has entered. That's the nature of darkness. Hide. The same thing with young children and parents. The young people should be free with their parents. But when you get the phone call, yes, no, yes, that's trouble. There is trouble. When you start hearing, yes, no. Because they don't want you to hear what they're saying. I said, okay, we'll do the call later. You know that it's midnight call. So you guys stay by the door. But you want to hear what they will say by midnight so that you too will know how to follow. Is it not so? Amen. So darkness knows how it works. Amen. So these are the three nations. And God is saying, brethren, we should be in the heavenly nation. How do we eat? How do you receive life? From the river of God. So let's go to Revelation 22. We'll see the solution. Amen. Revelation 22. It's very, very plain. You don't need to run too much. It says, and he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding from where? Out of the throne of God. This river began to flow in Eden. When God breathed into Adam, the river began to flow. Amen. And in this room, it should be flowing. Amen. No government can close it. If they give their decree, it will never stop that river. Amen. Whether it eats or it doesn't eat, it runs. You are inside prison. Where is that my brother? When they put him behind, the river was running inside the prison. He was going to fellowship, but the river was running there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, there's a river. Say, in the midst of it, and on either side of the river, was what? The tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, every season.
Amen.
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of what? Oh yeah, touch that one. Touch it. Do you see there? That is the healing of what? Ethnos.
Amen.
Amen. It's very clear. There is no grammar in it. This river is to heal the soul. Amen. It comes from God. It comes from the Father. Amen. It has four heads. It goes to the four natures of the soul. That's what was running in it then. Amen. Until it was cut off. But God is restoring the river. Hallelujah. When you want to enjoy, what should you do? Is it to go and watch Arsenal and Manchester United? No. It's to switch on the river. Say, spring up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the river starts running. In fact, you cannot keep up. I'm telling you, you cannot. You have to beg God. Say, I beg now. Can I go and eat myself? Amen. Say, Brother Ken is at the door. Let me just go and greet him. I'm coming back. Amen. When somebody is coming to you, I say, oh, why are they coming now? Why are they coming to disturb me now? I say, please, go. Let him go. You close the door and go back. Say, the river, yeah, start again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is a river that make it glad. The city of God.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, that's where we should be. We must hunger. Now, let me tell you something. This soul, you look at this soul, it doesn't know God. It doesn't care about God. It has no appetite for God. The only appetite it has is for what? Pleasure. Pleasure. Enjoyment. Relaxation. That's the only thing the soul knows when it was born. So, it has to be taught. That's why you receive the Holy Ghost. He said, I will give you another spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he will take of the things of me and he will show it to you.
Amen.
He will lead into all truth.
Amen.
Amen. What does the soul feed on? It feeds on truth. That is the food. Truth. Amen. Yes. Feeds on truth. Truth is the food of the soul. Now, let's slow down there a bit. Now, the scripture says in John 14, you know, so it says, I am the way. Complete it now. The truth. And what is again? Life. Do you understand? That is that way now. That is the way. He is the way. He is the truth. And it's also the life. Amen. And he said, this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God. Now, Jesus or Christ comes to us in three dimensions. Three. There is a Christ in you. When you get born again, that seed of Christ comes and begins to grow. It's a seed. The same seed came to Adam, and Adam rejected it. He took another seed. Mixture, good and evil. That one began to grow. And it has built upstairs all over the world. Everything you see, all this you are seeing is darkness. I'm sure you understand. How can all these houses be darkness? Hallelujah. Everything in this world is darkness, including medicine and law.
What's the other one? Art. Advertising. What's the other one? Agriculture. What's the other one? Say, from the sweat of your face.
Oh, yeah.
You will eat. And you know what he says? Say, tongues and tistos will it bring forth to you. That's what we are struggling with, tongues and tistos. See that the ground will bring tongues and tistos. What it is, it is injurious. Huh? From the sweat of your face, you become a doctor. Or you become, you have to struggle and laboring. They did not say you are not a lawyer. You now wear one thing like that, one dirty thing like that, and you say, I have to come back, I'll be disturbing us, say, a lawyer. Tongues are what? Pistols. Amen. Is that what God made you before? But you know, God called us to break through. To break through that veil. Hallelujah. And you come to the place where your soul becomes like a garden, a place of comfort. And you know, many of us have tons. Me, I have tons of tissues. So. I have. And I used to choke my wife, choke the children, choke so this brother, like this particular brother. I'd be choking him with my tons and tissues. But God has cut the chisel in it.
Amen.
Cut it. So that when you come near me, it becomes smooth. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Say yes, love.
Yes.
Amen. Tongues and tistos are the things growing in the soul. When the life of God doesn't come, it will bring tongues and tistos. But when the life of God begins to come, what does it bring? The garden of the Lord. The place of pleasure. As you enter, you get the sweet aroma. The aroma of Christ will hit you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you want to feel like praying. The other one, when you come, you start shouting. Who took this shoe? Who took everywhere you be? That is tongues and tistos. Amen. God is moving us forward, brethren. We need the life of God.
Hallelujah.
There are ministries and there are ministries, brethren. We are talking of the ministry of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God starts flowing. Amen. Say, shall flow like a mighty river. Let it flow. When it comes, nobody will tell you that this is it. There are anointings and there are anointings. Amen. We have run around, followed every wind of doctrine. I think now we are landing. Say amen now.
Amen.
We are landing. We know where we are going to. Amen. We are saying, God, we are those who follow on to the saving of the soul. This my soul must become a garden. It must be renewed by this river.
Amen.
Amen. It must be renewed by this river. And that river can be flowing in your house. Anywhere your eye is flowing. He said they will sing that song, Spring Up. Oh, well. Within my soul is flowing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so he says it's for the healing of the nations. Say all manner of fruits, 12 manner of fruits. Ye there have fruit in every season. Anywhere they come, you are there.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Anywhere they throw you, bring you down, life day. Hallelujah. So this is the natures of the soul.
Verse 4,
okay. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. That speaks of the soul. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle. That's the holy place. Neither light of the sun, the outer court. Amen. For the Lord God does what? Give them light. And they shall reign forever. Let me talk about light.
Hallelujah.
The soul must have light. The light of the soul is the spirit. This soul has light. There must be a light. And the Bible says that the spirit of man is what? Is the light of the soul. Is the candle or the lampstand of the giving light to the inward parts of the belly. Brother, let's go to Proverbs. Is it 27? I always confuse it. 27, 20, or is it 2027?
20.
Okay, 2027. I always confuse it. 2027. You must
Are you sure?
Yes.
Uh-huh, okay, good. Break it down. Good. Now, put the interlinear on it. Now, so the spirit of man is the candle of Yahovah. Amen. Searching all the rooms of the inward parts of the belly. Start from that word belly. Touch that word beaten. Therefore, my used word meaning to be hollow, the belly, especially the one also of the womb body. Come down. Okay. So in the Hebrew, the belly, of course, they understood it to represent the soul, a hollow. Speak of the soul. Okay. Now go back to that scripture. Let's dissect it a bit. 27. Let's dissect it a bit. Okay, go to that word in what parts? Cheddar. Okay, it says an apartment. Bed, inner chamber, innermost chamber. Face me and face you. Parlor. Amen. So within your soul is what? Face me and face you. Parlor, chambers, rooms, dimensions. Have we seen that? We have seen the dimensions of the soul. Amen. And it is the spirit that gives light to those inward parts of the belly. Amen. There's a scripture that says, the light of the body is the eye. Can we find it? And that if your eye be evil, how great is the light? Can we see it? Is it Luke 11? We can't find it now. You can do a word search. You can do a search on... Okay, we can't find it. Okay, but it's a very important scripture. If you can find it, it will further confirm what we're saying. That is, they put the word single. And in the New Testament, let's see if we can find it. Search single in the New Testament. Search. Uh-huh.
Matthew 6:22 and Luke 11:31.
I like the Luke 11. 11:31.
34.
Okay, Luke 11:34. Let's look at that.
Luke, not Luke.
Luke.
11:34.
We'll soon be ready for a break. Luke 11:34. Okay, good. Say the light of the body. Come down. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, that word single means healed. When it's functioning well, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body, or soma, okay, is full of darkness. Take heed that the light which is in thee be not darkness. That's what we have seen there. The light of the body comes through the soul, comes through the spirit. And 1 Corinthians 2 says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. Isn't it so? So there's a flow of life between the spirit of man and the spirit of God. Okay? And Bible says that who knows the things of a man except the spirit of man that is in him? And who knows the things of God except the spirit of God? And that the spirit of God ministers to us the things that God has for us. Isn't it so? So there's a flow, a fellowship between the spirit of man and the spirit of God. And if the spirit of man is not in fellowship with God, no light. So that eye is what? Is diseased. And the whole body will be full of darkness. You know? So the light of the soul, what brings life to your soul is the spirit. And that spirit, he says, is the candle of the Lord. And the Holy Ghost will lighten you, will bring illumination. Now, there are some people called Illuminati. Do you know the Illuminati? They are the high ones. They call themselves the illuminated ones. They are the ones designing your financial policies.
And somebody has noticed, in Nigeria now, it's very easy. Card, credit card. We are joining though, but we are entering. We have entered. We can't even go out now. Now, they have the Naira debit account. Hallelujah. Any account, just to go there, they will give you MasterCard. Anywhere you go, you can get dollar, you can get pounds. We don't enter with that though. We have entered. They have not caught us very well. Amen. Hallelujah. They design it. They control the world, everything that is happening. They say that they eliminated ones. When they say, look, there's too much population in Africa, let's kill them. They introduce something and it begins to wipe you out. You start fighting. You don't know that somebody somewhere is designing the way to exterminate you. Okay, sorry, I shouldn't be telling you. They call them the Illuminati. They are you can never be the president of the United States unless they see you. Do you understand? And also in Nigeria here, you can't go anywhere unless they see you. They control the times, they control the media, they control everything. If you make noise, they run you out of government. They just destroy you. And these are the ones that they say they are receiving light from the devil. They say Jesus is the prince of darkness. That the dark lord is the god of the world. Do you understand? That is what we are fighting against. And they are the ones that design the latest fashion. And that fashion is meant to bring you into bad worship. Sexuality. Even look at the trouser you wear. Men trouser is now becoming much more appearer. Fence. You go and look, all the trousers in my one market are all fence. And you say, what will I do now? Let me just buy it. After all, brother, leave that one now. All these trousers are what? Pens. No waste. I won't discuss skirt for you. I won't talk about skirt. Because to buy skirt, you have to do special shopping.
Oh, yes. It's out of
I'm telling you, you have to do special shopping to get good skirt. And they are 5,000, 7,000. Isn't that so? People should answer now. Isn't that so? But you must wear it. You must wear the good one. Go and sew your own. Yes. The sisters should get somebody to become a seamstress who will be sewing dresses for brethren. It's part of overcoming. Say amen. Yes. Somebody should go and learn how to sew a good trouser and shirt. Bro Ken, God bless you. He's the one sewing now. Go and meet him. Brother, learn how to sew woman one too. So that our sisters can wear good dress. Amen. Say amen now. Let God bless him. Let his business grow. Amen. You'll be sewing female and male and children too. The dress you buy for your children look well. You see, they go and research. The dress must hug the body. I wonder, I ask my children, I say, how do those girls enter into, put their body in that skirt, in that trouser? The trouser is, you see, it's no space at all. Because it's specially designed, it's body hugging. Did you watch Olympics?
I did.
Brother, talk to us, you watch Olympics. Did you watch? Could you, how many people could watch the Olympics? You put, you say, the blood of Jesus. You just put the blood of Jesus. After some time, you close the thing. Because you can't watch it. Everything they did in that opening ceremony was by worship. Go to the internet. Even the day in which, the way they brought the bell, that bell they are ringing, it is a pure Baal ritual. They say you ring in the spirits. You ring, then the spirits will come in. You see the birds flying into the stadium. Everything they did was bad. See the eye. The light of the Olympics was like an eye. Did you notice? Say yes. Now you saw it was like an eye. It's the third eye. It's the occultic eye. So you are going to watch festival. The people are doing their own ritual worship. Because the people don't know God. They say, this is our world. Leave it for us. Leave it for us. Hallelujah. But God is taking us to move forward. And what we're discussing, brethren, is that the life of the soul is worship. Worship is not the song you sing. It is the thoughts. When you are brushing your teeth, you say, that brother, a thought of a brother comes to you, say, yes, he didn't greet me well. In fact, he's not my friend again. That is devil worship. That thought of, he's not my friend, you have sent a spirit against that brother. Say yes now if you agree. No. Let's agree now. Agree very well. Say yes if you agree. You have sent a spirit against that brother by saying, I don't like him. You say, you don't like him. What shall we do? We should kill him. We'll give him hypertension. Let's go and knock him and give him hypertension.
Oh, yes.
And the spirits are released. Where are the spirits coming from? From the Holy Ghost brother. Against another brother. Amen. So what the devil does is to knock you. You send spirit against this one. He knocks you. You send spirit against this one. He's sending thoughts.
Projection.
And when you come to the fellowship, everywhere is tension. Everywhere is, it's like there's fight.
Heated up.
Because spirits are walking around. Because we don't understand. We don't understand. So when the solution, when a brother comes to you and it is a negative thought, what do you do? Prayer time has started.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God bless that brother. Oh, hallelujah. He's a wonderful brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In 3 minutes, the devil is in Abba. He has run away from you.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. And you must do it too. And it will not stop. In 3 minutes, they're back again. They say, hey, they bring another brother. Say, how about that one? He greeted you very, very badly the other day. In fact, I saw him talking to another person. That means two of them are planning against you. Eh? What should we do? Kill him. He said, don't mind him. I will not talk to him again. You have entered. How about your wife? Or your brothers? So we found out that the activities of the soul are the worship. And where you are is where you eat. Where you are is where you eat. You know, so we're going to end at this session at this point. I think we have extensively tried to practicalize the dimensions of the soul. Now, if you understand this, then we can build on it. You know, we have not really even gotten into priesthood, but if you can understand the natures of the soul and the way the soul functions, then we can now, when we come back, we can now try and build something on top. Now, to end, the Day of Atonement, when the Bible talks about the Day of Atonement, is to deal with this functioning of the soul. To deal with it. So that instead of the soul being a habitation of devils, it becomes the habitation of God. You become Emmanuel. God with you. The spirit, there must be spirit in the soul. The soul is a container. There must be a spirit in the soul. Either God is there or the devil is there. It can never be open.
Don't have no questions.
It's either God is inside or the devil is there. That's one. Or the other one, feeding spirits will give life to spirits. The Bible said that when a spirit has gone out of a man, what does it say? It says it goes through dry places. That means when it was a man, it was in wet places. You understand? So the spirits receive life when they are in you. When they are not in you, they are in dry. They are in dry places. They don't have life. So you are the source of life. And it's either we are giving life to the devil or we are blessing God. We'll give life to one another. We'll become a source of life to one another. Okay? The other one is worship, of course. We've seen that. And then the other one, the dominion of spirits. Now, the beast is a spirit that rules over the realms of the earth. That is, you see, people say, well, it is the beast means France and Germany. I won't argue with that. But from what God has told me, it is a spirit. It is a spirit that rules over the soul. The soul must be ruled by a spirit. And that spirit is the beast. No soul can be taken from the dominion of the beast without first binding the beast. You cannot destroy the goods of a strong man unless you first of all bind the strong man. The strong man over the sea and the earth is the beast. That's what Revelation 13 tells us, that there was a beast. And that the devil gave him a seat, power, and great authority. Okay, I say all that dwell on the earth worship that beast. Even those who came, you know, the beast that has the, like, looks like a lamb, that has two horns, isn't that so? He said it does everything the first beast was doing. In other words, it gets its authority from the beast. So if a soul is going to be released, first of all, it must bind that spirit. It must contend. That is the whole thing about spiritual warfare, contending against those things. And then when we are released from these two realms, we come into the heavens. So there is a covering of flesh, of carnality, over the soul of man. And when we break through, we become the firstborn. And that is when our priesthood begins. And the priesthood that we are talking of is the priesthood of Melchizedek. It's a priesthood of the spirit. Those who overcome the flesh enter this priesthood. You do not become a priest by coming to church, by being an evangelist. You become a priest by overcoming the flesh, breaking through the coverings over the soul. Okay? I'm just trying to summarize it. When we come back, we are going to deal a little bit with this aspect of priesthood and ministry. We've looked at the basics. Now we can build on it. You know, so we'll take a break at this point. And we can stretch our legs. Don't go out. Nobody is passing through that door. You just raise leg. If you want to go out through the door, you raise your hand. Then we'll say you can go. Okay, you can just go. Go and raise yourself. Go and ease yourself, relax, and then you can come back. And then we'll enter into the main thing.
Praise
amen.
I thought that as the Lord brings this word to us, respond, and then
yes,
we can go on praying. Amen. Information that will help us to break through this veil. Amen.